As an artist, I get a lot of the same questions.
How long have you been drawing? What materials do you use?
A lot of new creators spend so much time wanting to learn the technical, but I always wondered, what about the mental? Art block, imposter syndrome, pencil paralysis. Why are these the things that tend to fall on the back burner? Well, I'm Ashley Cassaday, a digital artist and illustrator that spends way too much time in her own head asking about these things. So I figured I would invite everyone along to keep me company as we chat about these topics that aren't touched on enough in the art community. Because let's be real, us artists have some of the quirkiest personalities, in the best way. So I invite you to grab a cup of coffee and your sketchbook and sit back and relax as we hash it all out together. This is The Anxious Artist.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Anxious Artist podcast. I have another guest with me today. I have my friend Kat, and so Kat is also a digital artist, and we've been friends for the last couple years now. And so, Kat, do you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself, your art, and where everybody can find you online?
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Kat. I'm a digital artist, as Ashley said, and I do mainly fan art for now, but I do want to expand on my own original art, and you can find all my artwork at Instagram at @labcat or www.labcatillustration.com.
Yay! And I'm glad you finally got your website up. I'm so proud of you.
It took me forever.
It was just so funny because, like, that was one of the first things I did in quarantine was, you know, obviously because conventions kind of kick the bucket, as I've mentioned a million times. I'm like, okay, I'll work on my website. And so when we were talking, you were like, I finally got my website together. I'm like, yes, good. She's official. She finally got it going.
Before I was just a hobbyist. Now I'm professional. Not really.
Have you sold any art yet?
Oh, I have. I've actually found it easier to work on Etsy. Mm-hmm. So I sell here and there, but I think I've just been so focused on my art versus like selling it as of right now.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of was like, so the topic we're going to talk about today is Kat brought up like kind of the idea of talking about art block, which I think is a really good thing to speak on because I kind of, you know, to piggyback, this is piggybacking a little bit on the last episode that I did, but like you mentioning, like focusing on creating your own art versus selling it, I feel like at the beginning of quarantine and everything, I spent a lot of time, you know, finally getting my momentum for what my style was and like getting ramped up for, or like not ramped up, but I was planning on going to conventions, right? And so like focusing on selling and like kind of getting like these series of paintings done. But now I'm kind of getting like at a standstill and it's been kind of daunting because I took the last month off and I felt so bad because I even told my patrons on Patreon, I was like, guys, I'm taking a month off because I have so much going on. And, you know, I felt like it was a much needed break, but now I'm getting back into drawing things again and I'm hitting a brick wall. It's been really hard. I mean, like, what about you? Have you been able to like kind of navigate through some stuff, or are you kind of in the same boat?
I'm in the same boat. You know, as artists, we are not unfamiliar about art blocks at all. In fact, it's a haunting friend. The way I've been trying to not get to a rut, or just trying to keep it going, is doing little artworks here and there. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to just keep the creativity going as much as I can, because I feel like we know the feeling of just stopping the creative process, or just like even drawing on a piece of paper and then coming back like weeks later and feeling like, I don't know what to do. I don't even know how to hold a pencil.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I kind of like the thing I've been trying to do. So yesterday I popped back on Twitch for the first time in like 2 months, I think, because I was kind of consistent with it for a while and I fell off. But like I spent I spent a good like 3 hours yesterday, like just drawing figures. Like I have a gesture drawing app, and I guess like one of the things like I've been trying to do to get back into the groove of things is, I guess like for me, I'm trying to see like, okay, if I have art block in some way, I feel like there's something fundamentally that I need to revisit. So which is why I was doing figure drawing and whatnot. So like kind of focusing on study. So that way, like you said, keeping that creative flow going, but not necessarily getting new pieces done, because I feel like, I mean, we're always growing as artists and there's always something new that we can learn, but I guess it's kind of like going back to square one, you know, especially after not really working on any art seriously for like a month and a half, I think, for me. But like, so have you done anything like that, like studies, or have you been just kind of like noodling around doing your own thing?
I've just been doing noodling around.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just, like, I feel like I hate that term, noodling around, which I feel like that's what I think that's part of it, too, is for me is, like, I would sit down and draw, but it wouldn't be very purposeful. And everything that would come out would just be, like, scribbles. And I don't want to, like, disregard those drawings, because at least I'm doing something. But at the same time, I would look back at it and be like, this is all a big pile of poop, and I don't know what to do anymore.
No, that's exactly how I feel. I think like right now, I'm starting to get back into my flow. However, like the reason why I had been in a rut this past month, because like you, I've taken a break, is that I feel a little burnt out for one. I guess if we kind of rewind back a little bit during quarantine and this whole COVID debacle.
God, yeah.
I felt like inspired. Like I had all this time now. I'm working from home, and I can draw all the time. And I was like pumping out so much. And then now, like that, I've reached my list of things I wanted to do. I don't know what to do. That's one thing. And then I also want to improve my skills, like you said. And it's like you always want to push yourself. But that's a part of like my art blog is like, I'm getting anxious of why I can't improve and or finding a better technique to use.
Right. Yeah. And I see. And that's like kind of like with me, it's like I got so many pieces done. Like so I was looking at my folders recently of like how many pieces I got done last year versus this year. Now, granted, last year I was working freelance, so I didn't have as much time for personal art. But I think I only last year got maybe 3 or 4 paintings done. And then now so far I've gotten how many? 7, I think, just in 2020 alone. And so I think that's kind of what hit me hard too, was the fact of like, oh yeah, I had this consistency of like just putting my nose to the grindstone and getting these paintings done. And then now, like, you know, after taking a break, I feel like it's just gone, you know, and I have this like art block in my head. And it's funny too, because like right now I'm working on a series and I know what the next one in my series is going to be, but the ideas aren't coming to me as easy as they did before. And I don't know if that's just because, like also to disclose too, like I had a lot of stuff going on this past month, like between going back to school, like teaching, and then, you know, house hunting and all this stuff. I mean, that's the whole reason I took a break was, okay, you know, it's kind of like when you're mentally exhausted from outside things too, that could definitely put a damper on how you work creatively. And so now that I'm revisiting all that again, I feel like I'm starting at square one. But like what have you been doing, Kat, like to kind of get yourself back on track? I know you said you've been noodling around, but have you been working on fan art again? Have you been trying to just get like an hour a day of drawing in? Like what's been your routine?
My routine. Sorry, I kind of blinked for a minute, but So I've been like taking my cousin's artworks because she loves digital art as well. And she doesn't like really have like a tablet or anything to really use Photoshop on. So she has like these series of like Minnie Mouses that she did based off of Selena, you know, the Texas queen. And so knowing that I'm reaching a burnout and I didn't want to like extinguish all the creativity that I had, I volunteered to just redraw everything. At least like I can work on lining. I can put colors in, just something just to get some little artwork each day. And I did that and it felt like no pressure. It's like something I want, something didn't feel like so much pressure, I guess. Because I think that's another reason for my art blocks is pressure. The anxiousness of wanting to improve and do the best you can, it gets to me sometimes. So having something so mindlessly to do helps, I think.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny is like I totally agree, like kind of approaching art in a way where, you know, you're not playing the comparison game or worried about, it's kind of like what I mentioned before, is like kind of getting back into that mindset of just drawing to draw and like not worrying about like, okay, like how is this going to be received on social media and stuff. Like that's the healthiest way to approach it. But at the same time, it's so hard because, you know, especially working professionally, like even though I feel like social media in that respect is the devil, because as artists, we definitely need it to like, you know, put our brand out there and our art out there and like receive clients or potential buyers of art and everything. But at the same time, there's always the stigma of thinking like how it's going to be received. And so kind of trying to find a way to disconnect from, okay, is my art going to look like this other person's, or how is someone going to like it? It can be a struggle, I feel. You know, like just, and it took me a while to kind of get back into the groove of, okay, this is my art for me. And the other thing too is making art that I don't have to worry about putting on social media, which I think a lot of people don't think about. Like I have a lot of different little drawings and doodles that I've made that I probably won't post because they're kind of secret to myself. But it's just like, and also too, just like focusing more so like not just on the art side, but mentally, like, you know, especially in the climate we are right now, getting my mind in a good headspace to even think creatively or like find some inspiration. Cause I feel like inspiration definitely doesn't come when, you know, you've got a lot of stuff going on, or you're really stressed, or you're really upset or depressed, stuff like that. You know, and it's kind of like, especially we all know this year has been such a roller coaster, right, that we don't know how to navigate it. But yeah, it's been really surreal. And it's just a bummer too, because like I keep wanting to put myself back in the mindset of like creating art again for like conventions and stuff. But at the same time, it's like, when will that be? You know, because I know, Kat, you yourself, like you and I were talking, because so Kat hasn't gotten into conventions before, but you wanted to, right? And so now with having that kind of thrown out from underneath us, it's like, okay, where do we navigate from here? You know, in regards to like what kind of art we create, or where are we going to go with our brand per se, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
Either. Just seeing like how COVID has affected cons and especially Artist Alley, and how they say that those who are chosen in 2020 will be first come, first serve kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021. So for me, it's like, I'm still unsure about how I want to get into conventions as well, but I don't know. I'm trying to keep into the mindset. It's like, it's okay. My time will come. For now, just concentrate on art. But then I guess that's a little hard when I'm having artist block.
Right. Yeah. It's like a vicious cycle. I mean, and I feel like eventually it'll break. I like, it's just kind of funny because, you know, it's hilarious because I used to have artist block really bad several years back. And like, it's so bad to the point that even my mom was like, "Do you have artist block again?" And none of my family is artistically inclined except for me. Uh-huh. So when my own mom is like saying, calling out my artist block, I'm like, okay, there needs to be a way to get a hold of this. And so, you know, I think back then my issues with artist block was a lot of the comparison game, because I had a lot more.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I had a much larger, like starting out, I had a much larger interest in kind of like thinking on how I did on social media. and whatnot. And now that I don't want to say that's gone away 100%, but my mindset on it is really different. And I think the thing that really hit me hard in regards to artist block in this episode was a lot of the stuff that has happened in the art community in the last couple months in regards to, like, you know, some of these, like, these stories of sexual harassment and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's, and again, like, just to disclose, like, I was not directly involved, but I know some people who were, or like, it's kind of like, I'm such an empathetic person that everybody being in that turmoil of kind of seeing how, like, kind of losing these mentors and figures that kind of guided us, you know, and seeing them in a different light, it's kind of like, you know, you lose a pillar of knowledge in that respect. And that's kind of how I felt. So I guess you could say I've been going through kind of like a grieving process from it, you know, like kind of how to re-navigate my artistic voice in that respect, because I don't want to say that my art was dependent on these people, not in the slightest, but when you spend a couple of years like being part of a community and then that community disappears, it is kind of like, it's like losing, you know, like a person, like a figure in your life, you know, because you look up to that, like I looked up to that community a lot and these people, and it's just kind of, it plants those seeds of doubt, you know, especially when your art, when you build your art around that ideal, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, so for me, it's like been more emotional, I think, rather than just, oh, I don't know what to draw, which I'm finally kind of getting back into it. You know, I found that one of the biggest things has been to lean on a lot of my good artist friends who have been very supportive and, you know, kind of to help bounce ideas back and forth. And also reminding myself that if I'm not drawing right in this very moment, or if I do have to take that time to, you know, take care of myself, then that is okay. You know,
right, I agree with that.
Yeah. Cause I mean, well, artists, like, I mean, we're just people, like, just like with anything, it's like, we all need refreshers and we need to like kind of stop and reflect. Do you feel like, so like you mentioned that you were on a break. Have you done anything outside of art to kind of help you like navigate like your feelings of art block or anything like that? Like meditation or books, like, has there been anything like that for you that's helped you a lot?
I have been playing a lot of games. That sounds bad, but it's mindless stuff. Like I said earlier, like a lot of my art block comes from my mental state and my anxiousness and just beating myself up. And I want to emphasize that it's okay to take a break. I think a lot of artists in general are very hard on themselves, and maybe it's like a, I'm not sure, it's like, that I can't talk, but maybe it's like my Asian stuff, because I'm Asian, so like I feel immense pressure to continue to like create art, and if I don't create art, I feel like a failure, and that this is supposed to be my passion, this is supposed to be what I'm supposed to do, but feeling so hard on myself, it creates even more of an art block. And I think that this year I realized, like, I just really need to lessen, like, be mindful of myself. Don't think about, like, what could be in the future and how to navigate with my art in the future. Just focus on myself now, because if my now self is not okay, then future self won't have a bright art future or any art to produce.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of funny because I mentioned this book in the past, but I just finished this book called Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, and it is such a good read. I think you'd really enjoy it too, because towards the end of the book, she talks about she just talks about creativity in general, not just like, and like art is in that facet, but like, you know, she's a writer, and so she spoke in the book about how when you are kind of stuck creatively and you don't know what to do just something else altogether. Like, just like, for example, like for us, like it, what, do something other than art, like, you know, to kind of help that inspiration come back in. And so what was it that she, the example she gave? Oh, she mentioned a writer. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but she mentioned how this man, he was a poet or a writer, and he produced a book or something of the matter, and it was not well received by the public. And he labeled himself as a failure, and he kind of went into this depression of how, and this block of like, and basically telling himself he would never write again. And so when, in the middle of this depression that he was going through, he had a couple daughters, and his daughters asked him, they bought these new bicycles, and they asked him if he could paint stars or paint their bicycles. And so he did that, and he painted all these little stars on these girls' bikes. And then all these other kids from the neighborhood started coming to him asking if he could paint their bicycles as well. And he did this for like several weeks until it was all said and done. And because, and after it was all done, that he was like, wow, I could write a story about this. And it's just so funny. He got his inspiration again for writing from something that is completely irrelevant of writing. And I feel like that applies to art a lot too, because, you know, another big point I've mentioned before is art is mostly mental. It's not physical, because we have these, right, we have the ideas of not just techniques, but like, you know, emotions and more, like these different moralities and all these things we pull our inspiration from, and like our life experiences. And those life experiences, you know, we have to go do those things, you know. And that's why, you know, and like, it's funny because you say it like, you know, because you're Asian and you feel a lot of pressure to be an artist. Like, I feel like that's not just, that's, I feel like that's for a lot of artists, because, you know, we label ourselves, okay, if I'm an artist, I have to make art. That's true. You make art if you're an artist, but you don't have to make art every day. And so doing things outside of art is kind of like, the, like, I want to say, like, this is a weird analogy, but kind of maybe like the fertilizer to help your artistic artistic creativity grow.
I agree. Know,
because it's like, we could sit in our office or like desk all day and draw, but, you know what, first off, it's gonna bring up that comparison game again, because where do we go when we're sitting and drawing? Like, I'm sure a lot of people go online and they look on Pinterest or ArtStation or DeviantArt, and they look at other artists for inspiration, which is what you should do, but your inspiration should really come from the way you see the world, not you trying to copy it through someone else's eyes or comparing it to what they're, how they're portraying their artwork, if that makes sense. You know, so I mean, for me, like recently, like it's kind of funny because, you know, I've been playing a lot of video games too. And I know you know this, Kat, but like I've been playing a lot of side scrollers, like, you know, like Ori and the Blind Forest and Gris. And recently at my school, you know, I've started teaching a digital arts class. And, you know, one thing after playing these games, like these are mostly 2D animated games, and I've had this like really big itch to want to kind of dabble in animation a little bit. And like, will it probably produce anything like monetary right away or anything? No, but it's a creative outlet and it's still art. Yeah. And so kind of doing those different little things, I feel like would be really beneficial for some of my own stuff, if that makes sense.
It does. Know? But, and that's what I use gaming for. It's like, I don't know if you do this consciously or subconsciously, but when I play games, I observe the art, and I, whatever I like, I just kind of like make a mental note to add it into like my own artwork. Mm-hmm. So I think in a way, like, it does help. It does help inspire, because like when you play games, you're given a story, you're giving, you're able to wonder, and that you get inspired, and that's what has been helping me.
Right. Well, I mean, like even too, like one of the side scrollers, like I mentioned, Gris, that I, or Gris, if any of y'all are into games, I highly recommend this game. And I've talked about it a lot and posted about it on social media, but the concept of this game is like, there's no health bar. There's no like, you know, hard levels or anything like that. It's just like a platformer puzzle game. And the whole concept of this game is kind of navigating the idea of grief. Like, you know, when we lose like a figure in our lives, and it follows this girl. And one of the the pivotal things about this game is not only is it just beautifully animated, like the aesthetic of it is gorgeous, like the narrative, and they use color to kind of go through the processes of grieving. And it's those kind of artistic things that, like, you know, really have kind of gotten me thinking and like kind of made me really inspired to try out these different things. You know, and I guess it's kind of the other side of the spectrum where like other people's art can help us get out of an art block. But I'm definitely like you, like I play a lot of games for gameplay, but like the aesthetic value of things and is like, I feel like that does correlate with the gameplay a lot for me, because I can, like, anything that's like aesthetically pleasing or like therapeutic in that regard, like I just love stuff like that. And so playing those kinds of games recently, like I said, is like kind of made me want to try a little bit more of like animation or stuff like that, kind of delve myself into more of that world outside of just flat 2D images, you know, and right. Trying something different. So yeah, but again, if any of y'all have never played it, I highly recommend it from an artist standpoint, it's a really, really good thing to kind of bring you out of a rut. Cause I'm a very big person. I'm very big on like the emotion of games too. And this is definitely one of those things, you know.
I also send my approval for this game. I played it too. And honestly, it made me feel things, cause that's just how the way they use the colors, the graphics, and just music too. It's a beautiful game. You guys should play it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I just love stuff like that. And you know, I think again, it's just kind of a thing to pull inspiration from, is because that game is very much based on emotion. You know, it was funny because someone posted it, and the guy said, you know, from a gamer standpoint, yeah, it's kind of boring. There's not much to it. But from an artistic standpoint, it's like a masterpiece, because it's like it's when you get involved with stuff like that, it really does evoke a lot of feelings. And I think like I mentioned, it's about the grieving process. And so like recently with everything that's been going on, it's like I've been kind of going through a small grieving process myself. And it's just kind of funny how those connections are made in that regard. But I mean, I've been doing like playing games and reading books. I've been really trying to get back into books again, you know, because listening to music. And then again, too, like the other big thing, too, is like just going back to my fundamentals, because I don't do studies enough. And I feel like whenever I hit an art block, you know, that is a good indication of, okay, there's something new artistically I need to teach myself, you know, whether that's like, you know, learning about practicing more of my figure drawing, like composition, stuff like that, you know? So, but yeah, like, have you done anything like that? Like kind of focusing on studies, or like, have you thought about some things that you've wanted to improve on in this, as you've kind of been going through art block?
Yes, I have. And that's one of the reasons why I am in an art block, is I realized my process of like coloring in general, because I do a lot of rendering, is that it's slow. And if I want to be able to do like commission work in the future, or just be able to keep pushing out artwork, I need to find a faster way. And that's what I've been like trying to, that's my little doodle stuff, is like figuring out faster ways to accomplish the same results that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really frustrating, honestly. I'm sure many can relate. It's just like, you want something, you see it in your head, and it's not coming out the way you want it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like again, I'm just trying to be kind to myself and right. saying it's okay to take a little longer time. You'll get there one day.
Right. Well, I think that's the other thing too. Like, you make a good point, is like, you want to get quicker in regards to like, you know, in creating commissions and stuff like that, which I mean, monetarily, like to be a professional artist, it's a very good point, something to do. But at the same time, you know, I feel like there's a balance between how to deal with art, you know, professionally, but then also creating art for yourself. Because if you're not enjoying what you're creating either, you know, that's not, I feel like that's just going to put you in a bigger rut than when you're like trying to work professionally. And that's something that definitely happened to me last year, because I was working so much doing freelance for the longest time that I didn't have time for my own stuff. And so when finally I let a lot of that go, there were days where I would sit in front of my computer and be like, okay, where am I starting again? You know, where am I in all this mess of my creativity? Because I've spent so much time creating stuff for other people, you know? And so I feel like there needs to be a line between like, okay, yes, like I want to work professionally, but at the same time, I want to be able to have my own creative voice, but I can't have that creative voice because right now I'm in the middle of an art block. You know, it's just like a big vicious cycle, and it really sucks. Is.
Like, it's incredibly. It's like what? How old we are? Was it? I'm 26 now, mm-hmm. And it took me a long, long time to learn to be kind to myself.
Right.
And if anything of this episode today, like, I hope people take away, like, it's okay to take a break, y'all.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I touted that so much in my last episode was like, I mean, because here's the thing is like, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to be able to do anything, like not just artistically, but like you won't be able to like, you'll have a hard time navigating through friendships, through relationships, like through your work and everything. And so it's just so, so important. I guess that kind of gets to like the mental health aspect of this is, you know, we're all just trying to do our best. And obviously this year is not the most mentally strong year for anybody, you know, because of COVID-19 and whatnot, but, you know, definitely be kind. And if you have art block, I mean, for a lot of people, you're not the only one, you know? And I think the biggest thing is not only to recognize that you have art block, but also recognize where is your art block coming from? Like, is it coming from, like, for example, I have a friend who she's been in an art block for so long because she lost both of her parents last year, like within like a month of each other. And so like, which is so, so unfortunate. And, but that kind of thing definitely hit her so hard artistically. And so just now she's finally getting back into the swing of things of creating art again. And I'm so happy for her for that. But, you know, again, everybody's experiences are different, and knowing where that art block is coming from, like analyzing it, diagnosing it, and then treating it, whether that's with, you know, playing video games, socializing, you know, doing studies. I think that's a very big thing. And it's not cookie cutter. It's not the same for everybody. You know, so I think it's really important to kind of figure out what try to decide what you're going through, what your problems are, and then kind of navigating it through there, you know?
Right.
So, but I think it's so important. And art block, I mean, I feel like this is not the last time we'll be talking about art block.
Absolutely not. It's the unwanted friend.
Right. Well, I would love to know, like, I might do research on that. Like, psychologically, why does art block happen? You know, because, and I think part of it definitely has to do with us being adults. Because, I mean, I've mentioned this many times, but, like, thinking back to, like, when we were kids, like, you know, like, we would be given paper and crayons, and we would draw the most ridiculous things without a care in the world. And now, as we're adults, it's, like, now that we understand these precedents of, you know, acceptance and comparison and, like, posting our stuff on social media.
Right.
It's, like, all of these little things that add insult to injury. You know, and like finding a way to get back to that childlike version of yourself, I think could help a lot, you know, but then again, it looks different.
Funny that you mentioned getting back to the childlike, you know, self, is that that's what I've been doing. Cause I reflect and think about like, what was the best time that I had with drawing, with this digital art and art in general, was like high school, college time. And that was the time where I had nothing to worry about. I was really into anime, manga, gaming. I was into RPG groups on DeviantArt. And I just did not have a care in the world. I produce art like crazy. Like, it doesn't have to be good or it's not bad or anything. It's just, I'm just making stuff and I'm trying to like get back to that place. Because what I notice is just, I'm putting such immense pressure on myself, and that art for me is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a creative outlet. It's supposed to be something that takes my mind off of, you know, our COVID problem, our political problems and all that.
Right.
But right now it's not feeling that way. And I'm trying to like revert back to the time I was in college by playing more games and reading and watching anime.
Right. And, you know, I think it's like, for me, it's like, I'm kind of like, you know, it's as artists, we're always trying to kind of do better. Like every piece that we create needs to be better than the last one. And let's be real, that's not always the case, you know? And so I think one of the things that I'm kind of just now realizing this, like, so at the beginning of this year, like one of my most popular pieces was actually one of the ones I created out of no context at all, like just for fun. And it's my piece with Persephone. Like that is definitely, I feel like, currently my strongest piece.
It is. It's so beautiful. I love it.
Oh, thank you. But like, I mean, well, it's just so funny because like I'm very, there's still, and again, I obviously, like I said, I can improve, but you know, that like that kicked me off on a very strong foot this year and launched me into a whole new outlook on my art and a new style, which I've come to love and accept. But, you know, now that that's like been my kind of the king piece I refer back to quite a bit, it's like set this press. I have this subconscious precedent, I think, in my head of like, okay, I need to create a piece that's just as powerful as that one. And I guess part of it is that piece that I created, it didn't come from the idea of, okay, will someone like this? Oh, is this a part of a series? Blah, blah, blah. It came from just being impulsive and being like, okay, yeah, I want to create a series of paintings on Hades and Persephone. And it just like was me being explorative with it and trying out new things. And it's probably been my best received piece like so far this year on top of all of my other ones. And it's and that's just kind of how art is in general. You win some, you lose some.
Right.
But because that was the piece that kicked off this year for me, now it's like, okay, I need to try to meet that precedent as much as I can every time. And when I don't, it just kind of it's just like, I feel like it's like, you know, every once in a while you grasp that really rare, like, you know, thing of inspiration or creativity.
Yes.
And then once it's gone, you have to kind of try and find it again. And finding it again is hard because it's like, it doesn't come willingly, you know, it just kind of so happens to like, you know, attach itself to you in that random moment, whether it's like, you know, you're at work and it's like lunchtime, or you're laying in your bed at 3 a.m. and you're like, oh my gosh, dang it. Like, this is just now hitting me, you know? And those are the things that bring the most inspiration, you know, and they don't come, they're, you can't force it, you know? And I think that's kind of part of it is with art, with having art block, the biggest thing is to relax and open up your mind, like relax and kind of not care about your art. And like, the less you care, the more likely that these little things of inspiration are going to come, because
yes,
you're putting yourself in a mindset that's very open and welcoming, and it's not going to stifle you. You know, you're not going to be stifled with this idea of like, okay, who's going to like this? How is this going to be accepted? How much money am I going to make from this at convention? So on and so forth, you know? And it's when we try the least that our best pieces come forth,
right?
You know, but as human beings, we aren't built like that.
We wish. It's easier to say to relax, come on, chill, y'all.
Yeah,
than it really is.
You tell someone to chill, and then you're like, oh, I need to chill. It's just, it's true, and especially in this year, like with all everything going on, I mean, it's made it even harder for people to relax, because I mean, I will say, you know, throughout this whole pandemic, you know, and for a while, like, I was actually doing really well, and I was actually enjoying being by myself at home because I was very productive. But again, I think it's like it but I think, like, you know, the meter finally ran out, like, you know, once July hit. And so it's like, I don't think it was my fault. I think it was just something that was meant to happen. And so it's like, okay, like, I had this momentum and now it has stopped, but okay, now I need to grind myself up again to, like, pick up momentum once more and get another 6 pieces done. Now, when that will happen, I don't know. It could be tomorrow. It could be 3 weeks from now. I don't know. And obviously not everybody has the luxury, like, you know, like some of us do. Like, there's some people who work freelance who, like, you know, that's their full-time job. You
right.
know? They don't get a chance to stop and relax all the time, you know? So, like, now granted, when you're working freelance or working in a company, at the very least you have, you know, something to pull from, you know, like, you're given art direction from an art director or a client, whatever. So you have some kind of stepping stones, but, you know, you have to be prepared to work. So for those that work freelance, I'd like to, you know, that would be a good kind of thing to ask someone someday, is like, you know, keeping that momentum when you are working for a client and you're stuck, you know, because in that point, it's like, if you don't finish your work, then you don't get paid, you know? So that would be a kind of a good thing to explore. If anybody out there has any experience with that, I'd love to hear your comments. But because I definitely worked freelance in the past, and, you know, I've never really had much of a problem, you know, with getting direction from an art director, because, like, I have a third party to kind of help move things along. But I don't know, that would be an interesting thing to kind of talk about a little bit more. But when you're working for yourself and, like, you're your own art director, that's a whole different ball game, you know?
It really is.
So I don't know. It's the common mystery of art block. I mean, I feel like it's just like always, what's the thing from Mario? The big blocks that, like, with the angry faces on them.
I know what you're talking about.
the swamps or whatever. I feel like there's, like, art block is like there's one always hanging over your head, and then, like, when you finally hit art block, it just smashes down.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay. I need a mushroom. I need a one up. I need to, like, start.
Exactly.
Again.
I feel like that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's the one way to recovery is to is acceptance and, like, kind of just diagnosing. It's like, okay, I need a green mushroom to revive myself from the swamp of art block. But yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to add on, though, Kat? Because this has been, I mean, I feel like we could, there's so many different tangents that everybody could go on and on about. And I feel like, you know, I've kind of said my piece. Like, my advice is just to, like, you know, be kind to yourself, like, do meditation, walks, video games, whatever works best for you to, like, just step away from art so that we can get back into it again. But do you have any closing thoughts or anything that you would want to add for our lovelies at home?
I think we covered most of it. I think this is a little tidbit. It's like, another thing that I struggle with is consistency in my art. And when I don't have consistency is when I tend to, you know, be a little harsher on myself. But I think that's another acceptance thing that an artist must have, is, like, it's okay to be inconsistent. It's okay to have different styles of coloring. Like, one day you do a full rendered piece, another day you have, like, line art, and that's okay.
Right. Being experimental. It's like I said before, trying something completely unrelated to what you normally do to kind of help you with what you normally do, you know? So, but, well, Kat, I appreciate you coming on. I really like having people on here to kind of bounce ideas off with. And obviously I'm sure that we'll have you back on later on in the future, but if y'all want to go follow Kat, why don't you tell everybody one more time where they can find you?
You can find me on IG at _labcat or www.labcatillustration.com. And thank you again for having me, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you for coming. It's so much fun talking with you, and we'll definitely try to touch base later on and try to get through the swamp of art block.
And the
we'll get through together.
COVID, whenever it's safe to see each other again.
I know. I miss everybody. We'll just, you know, I'll be there in spirit. We'll have to do like drawing nights or something or whatever to kind of like just hang out and everything. So, all right, guys. Well, thank y'all for coming and tuning in. And I hope that y'all can get through your own art blocks. And I will catch you guys on the next episode of the Anxious Artist Podcast. Bye bye. Thanks again for tuning in to the Anxious Artist Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to drop a 5-star rating or review on iTunes so we can reach more thought-riddled creatives like you around the world. Also, have a question or topic that you want us to chat about? Shoot it my way to ashleycassidyart@gmail.com and we may get to it on a future episode. As always, I so appreciate you stopping by and I'll make sure to catch you guys on the next one. Stay artsy, my friends.